how can we experience the emotional impact of history and pass on stories of heroes for younger generations? Ryan Kaiser is a social studies teacher at the Mount Washington School, whose class participates in Maryland Humanities' Maryland History Day. Through a program called Understanding Sacrifice, he traveled to the Philippines to learn more about World War II and read the eulogy of a fallen soldier.
I have read books on World War II's specific battlefields since I was in first grade. So it was a dream come true to be selected with 17 other teachers across the country to take part in Understanding Sacrifice, a project from National History Day and the American Battle Monuments Commission. Teachers participate in a research project where they create modern interactive lessons on World War II and write the story of a fallen hero that perished in the Pacific Theater of War. My father-in-law lost his brother in the Philippines in World War II, which gave the experience personal significance. For the final stage of research, we traveled to San Francisco, Honolulu, and Manila, where we read eulogies of our fallen heroes at the cemeteries and learned more about the campaign of the Pacific. I selected Frederick Langhorse, an Army Air Corps serviceman who flew over the Himalayas to deliver supplies. On July 17, 1945, he and three other crew members took off from India to China with a load of aviation gasoline. They began their ascent, gave one position report, and were never heard from again. 2 days after I chose Frederick, I received word that his crash site was found a few years ago, but his body was just identified. There was a funeral for him just 2 days prior in his daughter's town of Battle Creek, Michigan. She was 2 when he went missing. I had trouble processing that she had waited over 70 years to meet him again. After 8 months of research, my journey across the Pacific began in San Francisco and continued in Honolulu. We happened to be there the same day that a recently identified sailor aboard the USS Oklahoma in Pearl Harbor was laid to rest. I was in awe of the scene at the ledge of the volcano overlooking this breathtaking yet haunted landscape. The gravity of my job in Manila became apparent, and I couldn't sleep on our long flight to the Philippines. On the second day there, we went to the Manila American Cemetery. The crosses for each fallen soldier stretch as far as the eye could see, up and down hillsides in a curving pattern. After a couple of hours, we reached the Wall of the Missing, which was one massive column after another in alphabetical order. When I first saw Frederick's name with a little rosette next to it indicating he had been found, I was overwhelmed. I had gotten to know him for 8 months, and here he was. I thought about what must have been going through his mind when he realized his plane was going down and he was leaving a little girl at home. And to think 70 years later, she was with him again. On the overcast day in Manila, the sun peeked through the brief 3 minutes I read my eulogy for him. I hope his family feels like I truly told the story of a young boy who wanted to be a pilot for the United States and sacrificed himself for his country. The entire experience is one I will never forget and one I'm beyond grateful for having taken part in. I hope we have done our job to preserve these stories for future generations.
Understanding Sacrifice is a program from National History Day, the Roy Rosenzweig Center for History and New Media, and the American Battle Monuments Commission. Learn more at nhd.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.